JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we celebrate Facilities Day with the CPFSA in Clarendon. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everyone's business.
St. Monica's Children's Home in Clarendon will be the venue for the Southern Region's inaugural Facilities Day, being hosted by the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, the CPFSA. Representatives from the agency will join the staff and residents of St. Monica's from as early as 9 a.m. for a day chock full of activities. Acting Regional Director Francine Rooms says Facilities Day is being observed across the three southern parishes, Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, and Manchester, providing an opportunity for non-residential staff to spend quality time with the young charges.
It's where you would have most of the staff who don't normally interact with the children on a day-to-day or have minimal interaction with the children. We are going in and we are going to do activities, group sessions, play therapy sessions, power talk. We'll be playing games with them. We'll be having meals with them and stuff like that.
Foster care officers, field officers, and counseling officers will be in attendance. At the end of the day, the officials who work in the field will better understand the experiences of the children, while the youngsters who live in residential facilities will get to see fresh faces.
We'll be having giveaways for the kids and we'll be playing, like, they'll have to start playing games. So it's like a day where you pull down your hair and just forget that, you know, we are adults and they are children, but we are all going to be one, having good times.
The CPFSA Southern Region's Facilities Day is being hosted with the support of Dynamic Life Foundation. The St. Monica's Children's Home is a privately run facility that receives budgetary and other support from the government. Vision 2030 Jamaica, or National Development Plan, is strategically aligned with the 17 Global Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, in areas including poverty eradication, quality education, and the provision of clean, affordable energy. Learn more at vision2030.gov.jm or log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page. You may also call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-9339.
A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific, or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbour Street, Kingston, telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
On our community notice board, Concert in the Garden with the Jamaica Military Band is on this Sunday, July 15, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Shell Bandstand Hope Gardens. Take your folding chairs or a blanket and enjoy a free concert with the family at Hope Gardens. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.